Simen Shin Vav Sif Vav. Yesterday we had discussed the prohibition of Sechir Shabbos, and now we're up to Cheftzei Shamayim Mutal Adaber Kohen. Just this past Shabbos, a group of us were talking, and there was someone who needed help for a job. So is that mutter? Are you allowed to talk to somebody on Shabbos? Someone lost his job, Chas V'Chalila. So are you allowed to talk to him about ways to help him? Is that going to be mutter? Sivva, Cheftzei Shamayim Mutal Adaber Behem. Cheftzei Shamayim, it's permissible to speak about them. Kigon Chalbono Shel Mitzvah. So any cheshbon of mitzvah is going to be mutter. V'lifsok tzedakah, as well as to decide what type of tzedakah, then also is going to be mutter. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah's examples. Of course, this is all based as Simen Shin Vav begins from the pasuk Im Tasha B'Shabbos Raglecha. That pasuk is in Yeshayahu. Im Tasha B'Shabbos Raglecha Nungzach Vatzech V'Dabed Davar. That they're on Shabbos, your chafatzim are supposed to be different, your dibur is supposed to be different. V'darshu chafatzach asurim cheftzei shamayim mutarim. But cheftzei shamayim is going to be mutar. It's chafatzach that's asur. Cheftzei shamayim is mutar. Cheshbonos umutar lachshav mashet tzarech l'su'udas mitzvah. V'lisot tzedakah l'anim ol beis haknesses. So you're allowed to make a cheshbonos for the anim ol beis haknesses. It would seem to me that if you know that you can make a tzedakah meeting on Friday, you know, or Shabbos, you should make it on Friday. It would seem to me that we're going to see later on that there are in yonim of oneg and so on and so forth. That even though technically you're not over on davar davar, so it would seem to me lechatchila one shouldn't schedule a meeting on Shabbos. But for whatever reason, b'diavitz for sure motul. Another beis hachefetz al beis haknesses gam kei noeg in oilam lahakel. We're also makel to give nedavos. Va'afagad arin ein marichin. You're not allowed to give erichin on Shabbos, emikatrim Shabbos, klisel kamon shen lantes. Hanudaf kehegdish mezbeach olabedek abayis. Avle hegdishes didan muter. Our hegdishes the muter. Derech agav Rav Nevin Sel Shlita told me. Actually, what happened was there was a boy when I was in the Grus Kola who asked me whether he could exchange money with the pushka. So I told him it was mutter. Then this boy learns in Torah Shraga, so he was thinking about maybe switching to the Tevariyeh after Pesach. So he came to the yeshiva, and Rav Nevin Zal was giving question and answers to all the boys. So he raises his hand and he asks, are you allowed to change money for the tzedakah to the tzedakah box? Rav Nevin Zal says, no. I was a little bit surprised. So we went over afterwards, and Rav Nevin Zal disagreed with what I had told him. Rav Nevin Zal holds that me'ikur d'dina, that it's usur, and he says on some level the money of tzedakah has a din hegdish, not mamish hegdish. Can't be that it's mamish hegdish because then you wouldn't be allowed to give it to be used for chulin, etc., etc. But he's choshish on some level, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to. You're not allowed to change money. If you'd be giving an extra shekel, then that's fine. I knew that there were some people that were careful about, but I didn't think it was Me'ikr Dedina, that you're not allowed, that's the Ishtamshus from Tzedakah, that's Aser. But Rav Nevin told him it was Aser and even Me'ikr Dedina. Okay, so here we see a chiluk, as I just pointed out. There's a chiluk between Hekdesh of Mizbeach and Bedek Habayis versus Hekdeshus Midan, that's Mutter. The Ain't Shem Hekdesh Alein El Chulenein. It says, Beferish, Ein Shem Hegdish El Chulin Hein. But nevertheless, Rav Nevin Zal said it's a problem. Kol makom lechatchila nachan liyizar, kishemakdish heiz hachefet tzidu b'shabbos, kigon sefer Torah, ayatara, sefer Torah, shiakdishenu b'piv me'erev Shabbos. If you're going to be magdishit, you should be magdishit on Erev Shabbos. Va'oz afil b'viyo b'shabbos, leisekneset ein olam afarsem hegdish hachdish me'erev Shabbos. So let's say my father, maybe, well, loves to donate sidurim to the Beis HaKnesses. So in such a case, if he donates a siddur to the Beis HaKnesses, he should already do that before Shabbos, and he could bring it then, even if there's an Erev, he could bring it on Shabbos to Shul. V'lifsak mos tzedak of lo chefetz yadua, mutar afil l'chadchila b'shaz kuli alma, ta'tam da'osar l'hagishu m'shem da'havi kemechach u'memkar, v'zeh ein shayach b'mo'o. So the whole shash of a makdishin is not some halach in kinyanim, but rather is a shash of being motzim chefetz m'rshus, and therefore it doesn't apply to money, and therefore no problem to make a donation on Shabbos. V'udin kishenu miyachid hachefetz b'shas rak shomer stam, ani menadet sefer Torah, av sheyesh lo v'beis amutu kuli alma, to adayin lo yotzim m'rshus Shlo yichad dafka lezo. So he's even allowed to say that the Sefer Torah that's in his rishus is going to be eventually given. Not only is that mutter, but the Iriya Beit Shemesh, presumably the Pashto, says they're even allowed to meet on Shabbos. Ulefakeach al iskei rabim. And they're allowed to be involved with iskei rabim. La'ayin ulachkar. Ditzarech eram, says the Mishmur in Sifkat and Chavches, have kitzarech mitzvah. That anything at Tzarech Eram is going to be at Tzarech Mitzvah. So where do you draw a line? Before long, then anybody who works for a governmental body is allowed to work on Shabbos. Where do you draw a line? So thankfully, the Dirshu comes through. Ubegeder Adavar, number 22, in the Dirshu, Kasar Rebel Yashiv, in the Kleves HaTshuvis, Al Piyamir, Shekoldar Ramaneas Rabmi Michshol, Matzila Mehefsid, Nechshev Kitzarech Eram. So Tzarech Eram will be one of two things. Either it's helping people from Michshol, so people in Beit Shemesh Bet will say that screaming tznius would also be la hatzel mea michshel. So that to make a meeting for the tznius police, according to them, would be mutter as well. And matzel mea hefsen, also causing people from hefsen. So that would qualify as talking about fixing holes in the ground or anything like that would be permissible. They add then that Rav Yashiv then was asked, what about measuring the air for pollution? So if it's for pollution, then l'chura will be mutter. However, he says the case that he was discussing, that the people were asking, was not really for pollution. It was measuring the air in terms of different issues of agricultural development. And then he said, that's not l'tzarech ha'ir, that's l'tzarech a few businessmen. So then in such a case, that's not mutter, l'tzarech rabin. Even if the government presumably offers that service. Okay, continuing on. So that's l'fakeach al iske rabim. The Mishnah Berurah actually adds something important in the second line in Chavches, three lines from the bottom. Kasku ha'poskim de lo hutar amir le'in yehudi lasas melach v'lo shvus achar b'shvil iske rabim. De rak ha'pikuach v'saskus b'dvarim b'lo melacha. De aser b'tzarech yachim b'shum v'dabar davar. The only thing that's going to be mutter over here are those things that are ostensibly usr als daber dover. So daber dover doesn't apply for chefse shemayim. But that doesn't mean that you're allowed to use amir al-nachri, which is the main reason why the government wouldn't be able to operate on Shabbos. The only thing the government is allowed to do is going to be to have a meeting, lahasar al-michshal, and so on and so forth. But anything practical that they would do on the shetach, that would not be acceptable. Zehet l'dvar mitzvah l'tzarech rabim. Okay, so it's a heter in of daber dover. As well, uleshade chatina kla'ores. You're also allowed to make shiduchim. Shiduchim are mutter l'tzarech hatinokis. Remember, so Shlita of course points out that this is the zmiras l'shade chabanos, and he is mefalpel. You take a look over there in Yitzchak Kikar. It's not no nafkamina la halacha, but why does it say l'shade chatinok le'ares? Why the tinok? Why not the girls? The shidduch crisis supposedly is the girls. So then, if that's so, yeshu falpel. Why the Shulchan Aruch did not mention that? But since it's not la halacha, I'll leave what our Rebbe says for now. What's that? Tzarchlo Martinokas. I'm sorry, to be mefalpel in the other direction. Why is it that the Mishnah Berurah says specifically Tinokas and not Tinok? Let's start again. In other words, Rav Nevenzal is mefalpel according to the Girsa of the Shulchan Aruch. And then he concludes, Einachanami, according to the Girsa of the Mishnah Berurah, Tinokas, then it's a little bit smoother. Okay, that's not important. But Shiduchim will be mutter, and therefore financial cheshbonos for Shiduchim would also be acceptable as well. Ulelamdo Sefer u'umnes. Also, it's permissible to be melamed Sefer or umnes. That's not a problem. Rabosai, from here you see how significant the chiyuv. Oh, my son's sitting in the other room. You hear this, Menachem? How serious the chiyuv for a father to teach his son a profession, not only to get a high school diploma, but also a profession. Not only that, the father is allowed to do it on Shabbos himself. He's allowed to teach him law, science, any type of artisanship, it will all be mutter, that would all be considered l'tzorech mitzvah. So Nevin Sal Shlita has a ha'ar over here, which my son, who would like to learn for a while, will be happy to hear. And he says, you don't have to teach him law and science and so on and so forth. He says there are many professions that are within the Torah world as well. So his lashon is, gam osam amlamdim umanos l'vneim tzvichon l'das, sheish harba umanos b'tchum l'imud ha'Torah. There are many things within Torah. You go on Rabbonus, Rosh Yeshiva, Ram, Sofer Stam, Shochet, Menaker, Umal. But it doesn't take away the point of the halacha, and that is that there's a chiyuv for a father to teach his son a profession. It's black and white. It's a mitzvah to do it. It's a mitzvah for him to do it, to the point that it would even be mutar on Shabbos of Davar Davar if he's teaching his son a profession, as the Mishnah Berurah himself says, "Donami osek b'mitzvah." Now, the Mishnah Ber Halacha points out beautifully as well. Divra Maskel Lamdo Sefer O Umnis. The Mishnah Berurah goes through in the Ber Halacha the famous machlokis of whether there's a chiyuv for a father to teach his son an umnis, and of course, Rabbi Noi Roy, and many of us only know Rabbi Noi Roy because Yaakov Shweki made it into a song. Rabbi Noi Roy Amer Einani. Malamid is bini el taira, 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 taira. So that he quotes is the machlokis. Of course, we don't paskin even as much as many times as Yaakov Shweki will repeat it. At the end of the day, we don't paskin according to most like Rabbi Noi Roy, and it is a mitzvah to malamid es bino Torah. However, the Ber Halacha points out this doesn't preclude a chiyuv for a father to teach his son Torah and Yiras Shemayim, and he has a responsibility to teach his son Torah and Yiras Shemayim Bahadi Adadi, that he's teaching him umnas, especially, I don't know if the Chavetz Chaim had this in mind, but if you take a look at the last couple of lines, he says, today it's a bigger issue. He says, ubefrat b'yameinu sha'akol mispazrim b'mekomos harbe asher ein sham asher ein am Yisrael shomrei dos ha'Torah mitzuyin sham im lo yeh kavua nafsho min urav yediyas ha'Torah shmir samitzvus alul chas v'shom shirchal al Shabbos bin lochus gemuros sheyesh behen chiyuv skila. So he says, of course, a father has a responsibility. His primary responsibility on Shabbos is to teach him the halachos of Shabbos. And he says, and certainly Kal v'chomer today, where the situation is terrible, where people go out to work, and he then goes and describes where the dangers of the workplace, and how much more so Kal v'chomer ben benoshel Kal v'chomer the dangers of the workplace today. So it's definitely a mitzvah, and at the same time, though, there are many other parts, components that come along with this mitzvah. Okay.
The Shulchan Aruch uses the lashon of ulamdo umnes. Let's say again, and this always comes up in terms of college studying for tests and things of the like, for the person to learn it on his own.
Yeah, that might be a totally different ballgame. That would be a totally different ballgame. The Masorah that I have from my father, who's very, very broad, this is no longer, I'm no longer speaking as halachashi. I'm just telling you, my father, who did a very good job in raising his children, my father is very broad, and he pushed us to get advanced degrees and etc., etc. But he told us that on Shabbos, the only thing that we should study for are those things that are also Torah related. I guess my father felt that we were doing, he was in the midst of teaching us umnas at other times during the week. He didn't have to do it on Shabbos. And I would highly, highly, highly encourage that children to, and we've spoken about this in Shmuzim, that children be taught that Shabbos is their rendezvous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As much as I was dramatizing before about Mitzvah Lamdo Umnes, those are in situations where it's difficult. But I think that especially kids who are in intense programs, whether it be medical school, dental school, and other types of programs, to train themselves on Shabbos to put it all away, I think is something that's extremely, extremely important. And there are halachos. We are going to discuss that the halachos are things that are usher to read on Shabbos as well. And so what you're raising is a good question. What happens if technically it falls in those things that are usher, yet at the same time, it's umnas? How do you reconcile the two? As you pointed out here in the Shulchan Aruch, says ulamdo umnas. It's specifically the father that's teaching him. V'dafka l'daber im rotzel l'histaker. The Isser is ladaber only in regards to someone whose focus is to make profit. Aval l'scharo u'lahaskir lo schum. Excuse me. V'dafka ladaber motzal listaka. When do you have the above heterim? That is, if they're medaber with the intention to be mistaker. Aval l'scharo u'lahaskir lo schum mos aser. But any time that you're mentioning the schum mos, so then in such a case, it's going to be aser. That's going to qualify as daber dover. So what we're bringing out is as follows, that even though the halacha is that l'shadech hatinok la'aris is going to be mutter, even though there are times of tzedakah it's going to be mutter, in all of those cases, the lahaskir l'oskum is not going to be acceptable. Yesh omrim, the makom shenogu litein l'kore betorah mishaberech v'nodo l'tzedakah l'chazan to'asa b'shavis l'fsot kami yitein. So there was some who said that you're not allowed to make a mishaberech and donate money, but the minig is to be makel because it's mutter lifsok tzedakah. So the arzaru was machmir, and the minig is to be makel. The mishabura adds that in any time that you are doing it in a process that's mutter, it doesn't matter whether the individual is wealthy or not. Take a look at Mishabur Lame Gimel, Lifsav Tzedakah. Bafilu Achazen Asher, Kima Shinosan Zeh Kadei Shiyispal Afniya Amud, Havei Tzarech HaMitzvah. So anytime it's being done, the Tzarech HaMitzvah, it's going to be Mutter. Ubi'inyin Achrazos Mitzvahs, Beis HaKnesses, Yeshos Meish Matirin, Tal Shaykh Mekach Lomemkar, El Bechefetz HaNiknu. Mokom Shinogu Heter, Ein Limchos Biyadam. So Achrazos Mitzvahs, of course, is auctioning off the Aliyahs. So the Mishabura is not so excited. Where I daven every Shabbos in Rav Ozner's shul, every Shabbos they auction off the aliyahs. I'm personally a little uncomfortable with it, but the Mishabura here said, Makom Shenagu Lahatur Ein Limchos, and the reason why it's going to be mutter is Delo Shach Meko Memkar El Bechefetz HaNikne. Okay, the Mishabura then goes on with other examples of Shilas of Shabbos. For example, I'll speak this out outside. He talks about buying a shofar or an esrog would also be a problem over here. Olahasker lo schum, and therefore, even though it's a tzorach mitzvah, it's going to be usher as well as it's lo schum. You also have the gzeira that he might come to be metaltel, and therefore of mekach umemkar, and therefore the halacha is that it's going to be prohibited. There's one thing I had in mind to tell you from Rav Nevensal. Yes, Rav Nevensal Shlita told me that there was once a shul that tried to get out of this problem by not saying the amount of money when they auctioned off the aliyahs, that they said 18. So they didn't say the amount of money. So that was a way of getting around the problem of lahaskir schum, because they didn't say how much. But Rav Nevensal said that the tikuna was yatsa b'kulkula, because at the end of the day, then it wasn't clear whether it was $18 or 18 shekel. So he thought that sometimes when you end up being a machmir in Bein Adam l'Makom, you could create profound confusions in Bein Adam l'Chavero, and that would be an error. So if you're going to auction off, you follow the lenient opinion, and Zeho said that there wouldn't be any confusion later on. He wasn't very happy with that suggestion. A new halacha.
Why would it help? They are saying an amount of, they say 18.
But because they didn't say how much, somehow they thought that that wasn't lahaskir.
The currency.
They're not mentioning the currency.
So they said 18.
18, as opposed to
$18.
As opposed to, right. Right, because if you'll notice, when they auction off, they say, in Rav Ozner Shul, they say in Yiddish, 18 shekel. So they say shekel. So the suggestion was they would say 18 or 18. They wouldn't say the shekel. But he thought that would just create confusion. Wasn't inappropriate. Siv Zayin. Mutter limdod b'shabes medida shel mitzvah. It's permissible to measure measurements of mitzvah. Kigon limdod miyesh b'mikvah memsa. It's permissible to measure if the mikvah has 40 saw. V'limdod ezer misha l'chola v'lucho shelov kimo shenogos hanashim mutter dav medida shel mitzvah. They used to do some way, they would measure an area and then do some type of lechisha, that was some type of refuah, that is also going to be acceptable because it's considered a medida shel mitzvah. Let's take a look at the Mishabru's description of medida shel mitzvah. And actually these halachos come up quite often. There are quite a few halachos of medida that are important to discuss. Lamed Aleph, medida shel mitzvah, afagav lehuter shvus afilu makom mitzvah. In general, we're not matter shvus makom mitzvah. Shani medida lo havi iser kol kach. So if it's a medida shel mitzvah, we're matir in the face of uvdo d'chol. Kigon limdod. V'adun demitr limdod chor sheish b'kol salam afsik. This is also in terms of you're measuring another halacha, and that is you're measuring if the niftar, there was a niftar in the building, if there's a posech tefach, l'havi tuma. So that also is going to be acceptable because it's connected to a mitzvah, and the Mishnah Berurah then gives us another couple of examples. Now, in regards to measuring the temperature of a sick person today, so there are a few shailas. Number one is we saw that medida is going to be aser. So the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Vav says that medida shel mitzvah, medidas refuah saguf is mitzvah, and that is going to be acceptable as well. So therefore, it's no surprise that when it comes to measuring of the temperature of a chola, so in such a case as well, measuring the temperature of a chola as well is not going to be uvda d'chol, but Rav Shlomo Zalman coined these nice words, and they said it's called uvda d'chola. And if it's uvda d'chola, the halacha is that it's going to be acceptable. This Rav Nevinzel has in Simen Shin Chav Gimel, Medida Schom Omar Admar D'Sharya, Av Shelo B'Makom Sakana, Deinun uvda d'chol, El uvda d'chol. It's not uvda d'chol, but rather it's considered uvda d'chol. I'm a little bothered. Why did Rav Shlomo Zalman? I might be missing something here. Maybe you'll help me out. I'm a little bothered. Why did Rav Shlomo Zalman need this yisod of uvda d'chola? L'chura, this is black and white. It just says medida shel mitzvah is mutter, and the Mishnah Berurah, if katan lamed vav, says refuas haguf mitzvahi. Why did Rav Shlomo Zalman need to coin this new yisod? And the Dirshu also, they quote this Rav Shlomo Zalman. They quote from Moshe Feinstein that there is no. It's not called uvda d'chol. But why don't they put this into this medida shel mitzvah? You don't have to say it's not medida d'chol. Neiniach it's medida d'chol. But it's medida shel mitzvah. If it's medida shel mitzvah, then it's going to be mutter. I'm all stuck on that. Okay. Either way, the halacha is, as far as the halacha is, that it's going to be mutter to be modeid for cholim. Now, in regards to a thermometer, so a thermometer poses a few questions. First of all, there is a discussion whether in the old days, the old thermometers, it works with, is that lead? Is it mercury? Right. It's mercury that will show you the measurement of the temperature. So there was some discussion amongst the poskim whether I never knew what my mother was doing when she was shaking the thermometer, but she says she was sending the mercury down to the normal temperature to measure. So is it tikkun maneh to fix it? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Nevinzel quotes as holding that it's not a problem. Gam niur hamad chom hamedida hiter admar zal de lo chashuv tikkun. It's not considered tikkun. Now, when we were children, the newest thing was not electric thermometers, before electric thermometers, but rather there was a
color transfer,
right? That basically you had three options. That either that would if you put against the head, and either it would say it would be green, it would be normal, or a little bit of temperature, or a significant amount of temperature. So is that going to be a problem? So Shlomo Zalman thought that if it was faintly you were able to make out the three things. So then, in such a case that would not be a problem.
Alt,
some type of tikkun maneh, or some type of kosef. In other words, it should be considered. Actually, I heard this. From Rav Nevinsal himself, he spoke about the next thermometer that I'm going. He spoke about Kosev in regards to electric thermometers. They told me electric thermometers are going to be problem. Now, there's another problem also with the old-fashioned thermometer, and that is after you finish using it, are you allowed to return it back to the regular temperature? Or is that hachana de chol? So Nevinsal thought that it would be a problem of hachana for chol, unless you believe that there's a chola on Shabbos that you're going to, in other words, if the child is sick and you're going to have to check the child a few times on Shabbos, then there's no problem to send it back down to the regular temperature. So bottom line is, a regular thermometer is permissible. There's no problem with tikkun mana beforehand. Shaking it back down might be a problem. One should not shake it down on Shabbos. Those old fat, the newer but still old ways of measuring the children based on the, I don't know how to describe it. You know what I'm talking about, right?
And there was under the tongue also, where like it would go to like, you know, different
change colors. It would even have numbers. So I'm having in mind, I think the colored ones on that went on the head. Einachanami, all of those revolve around one question. That is it discernible without it? If it's discernible without, then it'll be acceptable. If it's not discernible without, it would be problematic.
Is the color discernible without
it? No, the color doesn't need to be discernible. The shape. The shape that's going to be highlighted, or the form, whatever it might be, that would be acceptable. There is a big discussion in the Poskim, which I always thought was a davar pashut, that it was be acceptable, but the Dirshu quotes, many of the early Achronim were machmir, and that is doing medida on tzarchei mitzvah. He quotes the Dirshu in the bottom of number 31, quotes a kaf achayim and the Pesach devir, that one should, when it comes to being moded for mitzvahs, that one should be careful to be moded for mitzvahs before yontif, and one would not be able to be moded for mitzvahs on yontif itself. What type of mitzvah? So we just passed it. On Pesach, there are many people who measure out. So these early achronim tended to be machmir. The later achronim were makel. Someone told me that Rav Mitrovsky, who should have a fushlemi, he was a big Talmud Chacham in Yeshiva HaKotel for many years, so he was at his Seder. He would sit with a small scale at the Seder itself, measuring out for everybody. So the Minhag HaOlam seems to be mutter, even though once upon a time that was a big discussion. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, just one answer to something we had left off before. Was that the heter that Rav Shlomo Zalman told us was that it's mutter to measure temperature for a sick person, and it doesn't qualify as uvdan dechol. It's called uvda dechol. The seifa of the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that there that medida was a form of refuah. When we're measuring the chola, what we're doing is we're just checking out the cholas temperature, which brings us to Rav Dani's final point that of course, the only thing we're talking about, our only discussion, our only shaila of whether it's mutter to measure, and we saw that Ramesh and Rav Shlomo Zalman were mekel, is only when we're talking about measuring a low grade fever. If in any reason, for any reason, there would be a concern that the fever would relate to anything, even a 1% chance to something that was life-threatening, so then in such a case, of course, there's no shalos are involved. But the chiddush over here is that even though medida is a uvda dechol, when it comes to a chola, then in such a case, it's called uvda dechola. An uvda dechola that was never part of the gzera. And then the other thing that the Shulchan Aruch taught us has nothing to do with the way we measure fever, and what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is a process of refuah itself, which would be permissible. Okay.